Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe granted vice chairperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Headman Moyo, the organization's secretary general Victor Matema Danda, the vice chairperson of Harare Province, Oyin Samuel Bila, and another Mashingo provincial leader, Francis Nando, who are being accused of undermining the authority of Mr. Mugabe, $300 bail each, and ordered them to report twice per week at various police stations. They were also ordered to return to court on the 5th of September for a routine remand. One of the defense attorneys, Beatrice Mutetwa, said at the next hearing she would raise several issues, including the police's move to deny her access to her clients during detention at various police stations. She added that she would also raise the issue of whether the acting prosecutor general has the right to prosecute accused persons in terms of the law, saying he was not properly sworn in.
Constitution says he must be appointed following the same procedures as a judge. We know that the acting person did not have such a procedure followed. And also in the act and in the constitution, there's no provision for an acting prosecutor general. And if he acts for 3, 4, 5 years, do we really have a prosecutor general who would have been duly appointed in terms of the law? I think not. If you look at the constitution, if there's going to be an acting president or an acting chief justice, the law makes provision for that, and how that person becomes an acting person. You can't just subvert the due appointments of substantive persons by putting an acting person where the law has no provision how long you can act for, how you should be appointed. So we could have an acting prosecutor general for 10 years who is not properly appointed in terms of the law. What do we then do about that? So that's one of the issues that I'm going to raise on the certificate that they produced, which was signed by the acting prosecutor general. There's one last point that we are taking.
Mtetwa said two more former freedom fighters were arrested at the coast today. The state's crackdown on war veterans was necessitated by a communique released by the former combatants' body last month, calling on President Mugabe to address key issues affecting ordinary Zimbabweans and the welfare of the war veterans.
Yes, there were two others who were arrested today. Karen Kazingizi, who is also a war veteran, and Ephanos Zimunyi. He was also picked up from court today. I'm happy to say that both have been released without charge, on the understanding that if they need them, they will call them. And that's what I think should happen with all of these cases. They interview you, and then when they need you, they say, we want to take you to court tomorrow, and you go to court tomorrow, instead of locking people up unnecessarily.
Political journalist and editor of the Observer newspaper, Barnabas Tondlana, said the continued onslaught on war veterans affects President Robert Mugabe's so-called legacy.
This is a very big blot on President Robert Mugabe's legacy, because these are the people who fought with him during the struggle for independence, and for him to suddenly turn around and look at them as enemies just for them, their only crime being to lay bare what the problems of the country are. I think, you know, that really, to me, it shows that he has totally lost his senses as a man who fought the war. But I'm also glad that nuisance on the population of Zimbabweans going around protecting Mugabe, beating up people, breaking bones, and it's good that they are now experiencing what they unleashed on the population.
Meanwhile, a ministerial committee set up by President Mugabe to investigate the issues surrounding the fallout with the war veterans is yet to present its findings. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.